I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. I know you can't really judge a book by its cover, but you sent me the cover of your upcoming book.
Oh, yeah.
And it is absolutely beautiful. I can't wait to take a look inside.
I'm very pleased with it. I finally finished the thing after 6 years. I just finished up the index with over 3,000 entries. That was a bit of a challenge. And it has one of my very favorite beetles front and center on the cover, the Royal Tumble Turd.
One of the first segments that we did in this series.
That's true. We've been doing it this long. Well, the book is finally done, and it covers over 1,400 species. And there'll be an introduction to different aspects of beetle study, how to make a collection, how to keep them alive in the classroom. And of course, there's a section on beetle morphology, because familiarity with their bodies is what's going to provide you with the tools necessary to distinguish different species from one another. I also worked with 90 different photographers from around the country and the world. I have a couple of photographers that are in Europe that generously provided images for this work, and the book is just beautiful.
The title is?
Beetles of Eastern North America. Let's keep it simple. It's been a wonderful process, and Princeton University Press has been terrific to work for. I've been more involved with this book project than any other. They have solicited my advice, everything from design of the pages to the outside and inside covers, and they've taken my suggestions very seriously and made them look even better than I thought they could.
This is not particularly a field guide, though, is it?
No, it could be used like a field guide, but it's a beast. It's going to be over 4 pounds. It's a large book. I don't think it's something you'll want to put in your pack, but it will be soft cover. You could certainly take it out there and it'll take a beating, but no, it's a larger format book. And the reason that I wanted to use the larger format is because I wanted the pictures to be large enough to be useful. There are 4 species per page, along with supporting information about the family and where to find and how to collect members of that family. And there's also information on similar families. So you can very quickly go through the basic features of your beetle, compare them to diagnostic features of other families to make sure that you are in the right place. The disadvantage with working with beetles is there's so many of them, and many of the characters that you need to see are internal for accurate species identification. That's not so with butterflies and dragonflies and damselflies. Many of their features are right up front on the outside where they're easy to see. But beetles, you pretty much have to have them in hand. Now, there are some species that are very distinctive and you won't have any problem recognizing them.
Speaking of having them in hand, when will we be able to have this book in hand?
So far, everything is on track for release date in spring, so we're looking at late May, early June.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. And we'll be sure that there's a link to Princeton University Press's website where you can find out all the details about this great book. I'm really excited about it, and I'm already thinking about beetles of Western North America.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.